great moments in bad judgment.
20-year-old former Mississippi State sophomore. She was a cheerleader, a chemistry major, had her whole life ahead of her. She's now arrested with federal terrorism charges after she and her fiance tried to board a plane to travel to Syria to join ISIS.
What?
Yeah. Why? ISIS needs cheerleaders just like everyone else.
I guess so.
Hey, terrorists, what are we going to do? Behead, behead, behead!
Oh, jeez.
Sorry, that's morbid.
IS, IS, they're the ones we love the best. Go ISIS!
You know, as much as I enjoy terrorism, I think that it takes away from the purity of the game if we have the cheerleaders out here. Plus, that one's showing way too much ankle. Although I like the pyramid. It's a good move.
Yeah, I don't get it at all.
TF. It's not good. I don't get it either.
Here's one, and gun freaks, and I mean that in the nicest possible way, feel free to disagree with me. 801-570-1019. There is a pistol that is not on the market yet, but it's got thousands upon thousands of pre-orders. It is a gun that looks like a cell phone. Imagine a gray OtterBox. Mm-hmm. Kind of just like the one that I have.
Yeah.
Actually, that... The grip kind of slides down from the case, mm-hmm. and then, bam, ready to use. But really, looking at this, I would be hard-pressed if I just glanced at it to not think that this was a phone.
Yeah. Right.
And if you're kind of looking at the top of it, where there might be like a jack, there's the barrel.
Yeah. Yeah. Looks like you'd plug your headphones
a
into
real big headphone,
where the bullet comes out.
I definitely feel like this could be quite dangerous.
I have to admit, it's brilliant. I mean, because it... If you're trying to conceal that you have a weapon, this is a perfect disguise for it. But mm-hmm. I'm thinking, well, when you use your cell phone, what do you do with it? Put it to your head. Or
right.
you talk into it like a piece of toast.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I know my 8-month-old son, all he wants to do is take my phone and mm-hmm. put it in his mouth.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
And also watch YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. But
sure.
Why not? I mean, as far as things that you would put to your head, why not just make a gun that looks like a hat?
It might be a better option there.
Or for the children, how about a Pez dispenser?
Yeah.
It's just that thing where, what are you going to do with it? What if you got it mixed up?
Yeah.
What if somebody wanted to borrow your phone?
Yeah, right. I feel like this could just lead to some problems here.
Kids especially, yeah. If a kid gets their hands on this. Because every kid I've known wants their parents' phone all the time.
By the way, has anybody been to, I kind of want to go to the Ogden restaurant, the fish and chips restaurant, which they're kind of just colloquially calling as fish and clips. It's called the Sea Bears, mm-hmm. I think. And it's a fish restaurant, the Scottish background of the family. They all wear kilts. And they also, all the waiters and waitresses, I think all the staff there, period, wear guns.
Pack and heat.
Yeah, just like open carry. And they've got it when they deliver you your
fish. Wait, open carry, was that the kilt or the gun?
what do you got under that kilt? Well, I know what you've got outside of it.
Yes.
It's not registered.
The first thing that I would ask about it is, well, look, how's the food? And it seems like a novelty restaurant.
It does.
You know, to me.
Just
like,
with the kilt going on and the fish and chips whole thing going on, too.
Yeah, like, I'm not against it, and I'm not really scared. I'm sure if all those guys, if they're making it a thing that they're carrying guns, I'm sure they're all very responsible with it. I would worry about if I was working back in the kitchen, just getting it caught on, like, an oven handle or something. But,
do you want to go? Let's go.
I will go.
I won't eat the fish, but I can eat the chips and the beer.
Okay.
Dusty?
We had a comment about the cell phone gun.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is this Marty?
Yeah, this is Marty.
Hey.
What do you think, Marty?
Hey, guys, I was just wondering. I mean, you guys are worried about the cell phone that looks like a gun. What type of parent would let their children even be around the gun in the first place? It's not like you're going to misplace a pistol and put it in your kid's hand. So I hear comments like that, and it just kind of, I mean, you guys can play both sides of the argument, but what type of parent would even let their kid around the gun to begin with?
And look, Marty, you're obviously a responsible gun owner, and nobody is saying that there aren't responsible gun owners out there, but people do leave their guns by accident all the time. And the gun that in particular looks like a cell phone, I don't know how many times you've lost your cell phone. I lost mine twice yesterday. It seems like it would be easier to misplace than your average gun.
Yeah, I think that you'd be more, I'd definitely be careful And I think people are mostly aware that you don't leave a gun around a child. But if the gun looks like the cell phone and you happen to look at it not realizing, oh, yeah, that's my gun cell phone or my cell phone gun, that it might be around the kid.
Yeah, this isn't a political argument for us, Marty. This is more human nature.
Oh, I'm not political at all. I'm a gun owner. And
yeah.
I'm just saying, to be able to leave a gun around, it comes down to responsible gun ownership. It's what it comes down to. I mean, we can play all the what ifs we want, but when it boils down to it, it comes down to responsible gun ownership.
Also, there's this, Marty. Do you wear your cell phone in one of those holsters on your belt,
like
with the clip?
I don't think anybody's done that since the mid-90s, but
right?
No.
Exactly. So then if you're carrying around your new cell phone gun, you've got it in your pocket, either front or back, or you've left it out on the table while you're chowing down, like everybody else does. What happens when your phone rings and you answer the gun?
I would hope that people know the difference between what they have on their body versus accidentally shoot themselves in the head.
I think you've got a much more
responsible gun owner if you're that dumb.
Yeah, you've got a much more positive view of, I think, responsible human nature than I do. But
Fook is just doubtful that people will just.
I think we're
not
too dumb,
so smart
to handle the really, really smart, cleverly disguised gun. I really do.
If it looks like a gun, we know what to do with it. We know to be responsible with it. But if it looks like a phone, it's all over the place, is what I think
he's
thinking.
That's what it's down to. If you're going to make everything idiot-proof, then they're just going to make better idiots, right?
That's true.
Marty, thank you for your call, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Marty.
Look, if there's a gun that looks like a hat, I'm going to try and wear it. I'm just saying.
That's the thing now, is if it looks nerdy to carry your cell phone around on your clip on your pocket, but now, because it's a gun, you have to carry it around on your pocket, then you're just going to look like nerdy, but it's going to defeat the whole purpose of looking like a badass with a gun.
I do kind of like the move if you're getting mugged and you say, oh, just give me 1 second. I got this phone call. Absolutely. Have to take.
Hey, man, guys on death row get a call. Let me make one call.
All right.